I don't really know what to say. I'm lying on my bed in a room that smells mostly of wood, which is really nice actually. I'm the only person in this entire hotel. I'm the only person at the bar. I'm the only person that's ordered food. I've ordered a pizza. Even though I ate not so long ago, I just feel I want the day to continue a little bit longer. I feel so very, very tired, but I'm really quite invigorated by the last few days. I'm sure that will change in the next few hours. Listen to me, I can't even speak. I just want to absorb as much as I can of what's happened, because it all has really moved so fast, and I'm kind of thinking about the times I was looking down and trying to keep up with the conversation and not looking out of the window. Tonight it was easy because everything was dark and I had no kind of concept of how close I am to the sea and where exactly I am, and the fact that it's not until I look at the map mashups online that I actually can see where I am, tracing this line across mainland Britain, and it's an epic amount of distance, really, when I think that I've now gone for the longest period in my life since as long as I can remember not spending any money, technically, not actually touching or holding or passing over money, which is, it's kind of strange in itself when I think about that, because even as a kid, I'd get pocket money every week and I would spend it every week. Then the interaction, which you think you'd get used to being online, being involved in social media platforms, but the kind of matter-of-fact nature of it takes 3 or 4 tweets for you to arrange a meetup, and then the next thing you're sleeping in that person's spare room, or you're gladly accepting food and drink, and you're saying as sincere as you can a thank you and a nod to your host, yet it might only have been an hour ago that you were complete and utter strangers. And there's no transaction going on here. It's not like you're walking into a hotel and giving a stranger money. It's just the goodwill. And there's been so much goodwill. I've got to thank everybody that's been a part of this, whether it be Vodafone for setting the challenge initially, because I probably wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for that, to the people along the route, the people at home mashing all the data and creating apps as you travel along, and the random strangers stopping in the cars and offering lifts, and the not so random strangers, because we kind of knew each other off Twitter a bit and then got to know each other so much better. The conversations I've had, my voice is straining a little bit just to record this because of how much talking and how many words have passed my lips in the past week. It's amazing. But some really deep and meaningful, some jovial, some trite, some really good interactions. And I feel like a month has passed in the last, whatever it is, 4 days. Is it really only 4 days? It's, it's been one of the most memorable journeys of this year, at least, maybe longer. If I was to analyse it even more, definitely longer, because of the kind of intricacies of and the complications and certain things that have had to be overcome. So, yeah, I won't think about it too much. I should probably just rest tonight. I've had a beer as soon as I walked through the door here at the Seaview Hotel, and it went down very well. I can smell my pizza in the distance, nearly ready. Getting to the finishing point, and there was a start-finish line which I crossed. I have actually forgot to check in at the beginning. I wonder if someone can put my name in the Land's End Hotel for me to prove that I was at both ends, because really, I have proved this, I hope, with all the geotagging and the logging and the photos and the evidence that is out there digitally. So, they told me there wouldn't be a sign-up because it gets taken down for fear of you having your photograph taken next to the sign and not paying the photographer. And then there was at Land's End. But here there isn't a sign, and somebody tells me it's been stolen, and quite often does get stolen. So either it has been stolen and it's gone, or it's in a lockbox for fear of being stolen again. Either way, I'm here geographically, I'm here physically, and I'm here almost mentally. I'm sure it'll sink in tomorrow. Tomorrow I head back, and it'll be via probably the local airport and hop down. Looking forward to getting back, and as much as I am looking forward to answering the 372 emails that I have reluctantly ignored, because things have just been so chaotic with just gorgeous streaming conversation happening so much. And yeah, what can I say? Land's End to John O'Groats, and I highly, highly recommend it, whether you be blagging with nothing but a handful of SIM cards, or you be cycling or jogging or running or whatever. And thank you so much for those people that were donating to the charity that picked me up on the last trip, the last leg of the journey. And what a fitting and great end to my Vodafone Freebies challenge. Thanks again, everybody. I'm going to snap into action and maybe sample some of the 130 single malts. Just a couple, just as a nightcap. I'm not exactly sure which single malt goes well with pizza, but I'll have a good job trying to find out. Can't say thank you enough. I'll just say it one more time. Thank you.